Small Biz America.
This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is recognized around the world as an expert in Manhattan real estate and has been featured by Brokers Weekly, Social Life Magazine, Barron's.com, CNBC, MSNBC, and the Associated Press. Deborah Dunier is Senior Associate Broker with Corcoran, and in 2008 she founded her company, Living Home by Deborah, LLC. She applies her unique intuitive talent and her knowledge of feng shui to activate healthier, happier, and more prosperous living and working environments for her clients. Deborah was recently featured on Martha Stewart's SiriusXM radio show Living Today, Better TV, and the Chicago Sun-Times. Joining us on the line from her offices in New York City is Deborah Dunier. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, David.
And congratulations, by the way, on your new company.
Very exciting times.
So I do want to get to Living Home, of course, but give us your perspective on the real estate markets today. We're sitting in March of 2008. What's it looking like in Manhattan for you in terms of the recession, and how is all of this affecting prices and the number of transactions you're seeing?
Okay, well, in Manhattan, we were the last to feel the real estate bubble and the downturn. And I do feel that we'll be the first one probably to rebound. The fact that Manhattan is really the world's capital. And as soon as somebody has some money in their back pocket, I believe that they're going to look in Manhattan, because right now there are deals to be made. And most of us feel that there are once-in-a-lifetime deals available on Manhattan real estate.
Wow.
So a lot of people are finding for the first time in their lives that it's possible for them to reach their dreams and really have their dream property if they, you know, have the credit rating, the cash in their pocket, and they are they're ready to jump into the market right now.
What does the financing environment look like from your perspective?
It's tough. You know, we all know that there is this credit crunch, and it's still not greased up. The money is not flowing. Even people who have the money, the salary coming in, they are still finding that the system is so backed up. And also because of refinancing.
Yeah.
Mortgage brokers are very, very busy, so they may not get to that new property and take a look at your paperwork. You know, it may be 2 months down the road.
Wow.
So it's really kind of making everything work. It's a very sluggish process right now.
Yeah.
Compared to what it was before, pretty quick.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for that. Thanks for that perspective. Last year, you founded Living Home by Deborah. Where did the inspiration come from, and why did you want to start this business, and what does it all stand for?
I have been practicing what we call energy practices personally as one of my hobbies over the years, working with Qigong and Tai Chi a little bit and kind of dabbling in it. And I've found that it really made a very big difference in my life. In November, as everything was kind of crashing down, as my entrepreneurial spirit kind of kicks in, I say to myself, okay, if I'm going to have a little time on my hands because of what's going on in the markets and waiting for them to settle down, what can I do at this time to make my business better? What's something out of the box that I can think of? And I had been getting some requests to speak about feng shui at some business meetings and conferences around the country, actually around the world, and I found that there was an intense interest, no matter who came by to talk to me about it. And when that happened, there was a wonderful relationship and bond that was created between myself and the person that had these questions.
Mm.
And so I decided to pursue this one step further in November and bring this into my real estate life, where I knew that people who were going to be selling their properties would need to do something extra to get it sold.
Ah.
Before, there was so little inventory. Now they're up against a market where there's a lot of inventory. Buyers have dried up. What can I do to help my customers to sell their properties?
Wow.
So that was one part.
Yeah.
The other part was that if someone wanted to sell their property because they needed more space, let's say they were having a family, but when this crisis happened, they couldn't. How could I walk into their property and make it a better place for them to live? So Allfold, it just seemed that this was the right time for me to jump in and distinguish myself from other people in the business.
How fabulous. For those of us who don't know, what is Feng Shui?
Feng Shui is a Chinese practice going back about 6,000 years. And I have studied the practice that is known as ancient traditional Feng Shui. And it is based on the notion that we are all energy and everything around us is energy. Not really news to anybody, right?
Yeah.
And what Feng Shui does when practiced is bring nature back into the living and working environments so that we can function better, because as human beings, we were made to spend time in nature and be connected to the earth, to the sun, see the sky, see the stars. And here I am in Manhattan, where your success is really judged by how much money you make, how fast you can move, how fast you can think on your feet. And somehow we lose our connection to what really makes us happy and successful. So by moving some furniture in a space, adding what I would call life force or plants, maybe some pets, maybe fish tank, making sure that the property is working properly to support the human beings that are living and working inside of it, so that they can feel more peaceful, harmonious, and really supported in their environment.
It does seem that many of us are disconnected, particularly in an environment like Manhattan, where you have vertical living. Something is needed to pull us back to nature.
It is absolutely necessary for our health and our well-being. And along with the feng shui is a mindset of more eco-friendly living. So it is a total improvement in your life. I'll walk into your space and maybe say, this television in your bedroom, no wonder why you're not sleeping at night. And I'll pull out my EMF meter for electromagnetic fields and see that there is so much of these rays coming out that is so unhealthy for you to sleep with that on. Let's disconnect it and get it out of your bedroom and then see how we're sleeping.
Do you generally recommend televisions are not located where you sleep?
Yes, I would say that, and any other electrical devices, including your computer, your BlackBerry, your cell phone, all of those should be away from you when you're sleeping. It definitely affects your health, because the energy is energy that travels in straight lines. And the energy that is most healthy for us is the natural energies that move in softer, curvier lines. And this can all be tested and scientifically backed up. So why not have a peaceful bedroom, sleep well, and then you can tackle your day.
Deborah, is this something that you also apply to commercial real estate? Do the same principles apply?
We do very much apply.
Yeah.
And around the world, you know, I would say that America is a little slow to catch on to basic principles that have been practiced, first of all, ancient traditions of sacred geometry in building churches and buildings throughout the ages. But also other countries where, like in Hong Kong, the Bank of Hong Kong was being built and in the middle had to be stopped and knocked down.
Wow.
Because the feng shui on that building was just not right. And it affected the energy and the feng shui of the buildings around it. And there was a total uproar.
We're visiting with Deborah Dunier. She's the founder and CEO of Living Home by Deborah, LLC. That website, this is your blog, I believe. It's
yes.
www.livinghomebydeborah.wordpress.com. I was, let's see. In an environment like New York City or any urban environment, you're really dealing with buildings that have existed for many years for the most part. Is it challenging and difficult to take a building built in the 20s, 30s, or 40s, or even before that, and apply these principles to it to unleash the energy?
Very often the older buildings actually have better feng shui than some of the newer buildings.
Why am I not surprised? Yeah.
Yeah. Those buildings are made well. The curves and the architecture on the buildings, which are so absolutely beautiful, are also mm-hmm. wonderful for the energy.
Yeah.
But the spaces inside can very well be adapted according to which direction they're in, and how you set up the actual usage of the building, of the apartment or the commercial space.
Sure.
Maybe your desk should not be facing north. Maybe it should be facing in another direction, which really leads us to a whole other level of feng shui and the way it's practiced. And that is also on an individual basis. Who you are, when you were born, where you were born, and what season that was, or what element was, or energy was present when you were born, and then to move your desk in a direction that will support that element. So it's a whole other layer.
And can be very personalized,
yes,
as
absolutely.
You suggest. I'm curious, you have an approach to transactions, I'll call it a holistic approach, about the process of a transaction, from what I gather. How do you approach transactions?
I look at myself as almost like a dream catcher of real estate, where I have the absolute honor of working with people in a way where I am helping them achieve their dreams, their financial goals, and the things that they really want most in life. And when we talk about Manhattan real estate, we're most often talking about someone's largest financial asset. And when they are either buying or selling property, it is a very, very stressful time.
Yes.
So I walk them through the process very often, managing attorneys, managing financial, not only the financials of the client, but also managing and creating the best possible partnership between the person who is, let's say, buying a property, and also the co-op boards or the condo boards themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back on my achievements in real estate, I see that I have brought my entrepreneurial skills, my business skills, but also an emotional intelligence to the transaction so that I am totally taking care of that client. And I've changed lives, and I know that the people that I've had the pleasure of working with, that they are very thankful, and many times will tell me that they probably never would have achieved what they achieved if I didn't come into their lives.
It's really about being present for the client, isn't it?
Yes.
in a world where we're running and doing and dashing and busy and looking for the next customer rather than being present with the one we have. Obviously, it's been quite effective for you.
Also, the fact that since it's a very emotional transaction, that people often get caught up in the emotion, and it's really my job to remember what their goals are and to keep that noise that they're hearing that might get in the way and say, oh my God, I have to forget it. You know, I'm just going to walk away from this.
Yeah,
you know? Just remind them that that's just white noise, and in a few weeks or in a couple of months, you are going to be where you want to be, and kind of keep them focused on that.
Really bringing a level of emotional intelligence to their evaluation of the property, the process, who they should buy, they should sell, et cetera, to this whole, to what can otherwise be a very stressful and crazy time for people. Wow, great stuff. What's on the future for Living Home by Deborah? Are you thinking of it as an adjunct to your real estate business, or is there something else coming?
Well, I'm on a wonderful, wonderful path right now. It certainly is a wonderful complement to my real estate career. That is clear. But I am finding that people are very, very receptive right now to this concept of getting better connected. And I do believe that the times that we're living in right now really have people questioning what is really of value and what is really important in life. And this brings us back to taking care of the environment, maybe using energy-efficient appliances in your home so that we're not, you know, raping our world.
Yeah.
And also spending more wonderful time in your apartment or your home, entertaining, sitting around and enjoying, and taking better care of your health and your peace. And when you do all that, the rest comes. And that is really what feng shui is all about. It's about taking the good energy and keeping that flowing freely and wonderfully, and taking whatever bad energy is there and either containing it or eliminating it.
Wow.
And that's what I do.
Oh, beautiful. Well, it's a delight to visit with you this morning. Our guest has been Deborah Dunier. She's the CEO and founder of Living Home by Deborah LLC. The website is a blog. It's www.livinghomebydeborah.wordpress.com. Office number is 212-769-6740. Deborah, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
And thank you. It was my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.